After sannyas, Mahaprabhu stayed few days in Shantipur on request of the devotees, and general devotee, they gone to their own house, and special some few staying there with Mahaprabhu, and whole day they are spending with Krishna Sankirtan in Shantipur, and every day becoming their Mahamahotsav. And in the night, Mahasankirtan happening in Shantipur. And Sachi Mata telling, I cannot go anywhere, but you can go, Nimai. Where we'll go, you can go to meet with him. Then I shall cook few days for him. You giving that opportunity to me, and all the devotees happily giving that opportunity to Sachi Mata, and Sachi Mata cooking for all the devotees, especially for Nimai. This way, living few days, after that Mahaprabhu told to everyone, you go to your house and do some sankirtan and spend your life within Krishna consciousness movement. And sometimes he will come to Nilachal, because I am going to Nilachal. Everyone's desire. And you also sometimes yearly come to Nilachal, Puri Dham. This way, Mahaprabhu giving nourishment to the devotee in Shantipur and start to go Nilachal, Puri Dham, with four devotees, Damodar, Jagadarudna, Nitarudna, and someone, Mukunda. They follow the road, bank of Ganges, and Chhatrabhog. After Chhatrabhog, then gone to Ramuna. In Ramuna there is a big story, heard from Ishwar Puri, Mahaprabhu, which is Gopinath, stolen key for Madhavendra Puri. Madhavendra Puri's glorification there so much, Mahaprabhu done. Mahaprabhu heard it from Ishwar Puri, his Gurudev, which a Gopal given good nourishment and taken service from Madhavendra Puri in Vrindavan, near to Govardhan. There Madhavendra Puri's Gopal living in the Kunja, and Gopal come and instructed Madhavendra Puri to give me relief from this cave. I want to come out and I want to bestow my mercy upon everyone. this Gopal story, you know that Madhavendra Puri story. Yeah, finally Mahaprabhu was there, very happy. Gopal stolen khir for Madhavendra Puri, and that story Mahaprabhu heard from Mr. Puri and told to the devotee, and he also wants to get that khir prasad. And that night lived there, and servitor of Gopal, Purohit, given all khir to Mahaprabhu, and Mahaprabhu stayed with devotees, something khir he taken and giving to others. That there is one sloka, Madhavendra Puri. Madhavendra Puri stayed in Remuna lastly with Gopal, by order of Gopal and divine form of Gopal as a Gopinath in Remuna, non-divernal form. Anyhow, Gopal ordered to Madhavendra Puri, not necessary to come Vrindavan, you stay in Gopinath place, Remuna, and serve Gopinath with that chandan. By order of Gopal, Madhavendra Puri tried to collect chandan, and collected from Malayajya chandan from Puri, and when come to Remuna, that time Gopal again given dream, you're not necessary to go back Vrindavan, you give this chandan here to me in Gopinath, I shall get everything. And Madhavendra Puri arranged that with chandan service to the Gopinath. And last days also, last days of life, stayed there. But with Krishna prem, he was so much intoxicated. And here is one thing we shall see. What is the mood of Mahaprabhu, that is Madhura Rasa in Krishna Prem? And Madhavendra Puri also full of Madhura Rasa with Krishna Prem. This is the same symptom we are looking in Madhavendra Puri. And there Madhavendra Puri told, when leaving body before that, Pai dino dayardra natha he mathura natha kada balak kase hirayam tad aloka katharam daita bhamati kinkaro maham. Pai dino dayardra natha, he Mathuranatha, you are so merciful to the devotee, but I am not getting you. You be merciful to me when I shall see you. Radharani told that sloka to Krishna. That sloka revealed in the heart of Madhavendra Puri. There is so nice word used, Dinadayadra Natha. That means, I am so poor in devotion. I am Dina. And you are so merciful to the devotee. And for that, you are Dinadayadra Natha, etc., etc. That explanation given in the scriptures, commentary. But Srila Guru Maharaj given some special inspiration, revealed in his divine mind. Anyhow, that Madhavendra Puri with this loka, he left his body. And in Ramuna there is still Madhavendra Puri Samadhi. Ordinary form, that Samadhi. From Ramuna to Sakhi Gopal. Sakhi Gopal's story told Nityananda Prabhu to everyone. It is written in the Chaitanya Charitamrita story of Sakhi Gopal. Then from there, when Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu with others, Damodar Mukunda, went to Ataro Nala. From there they can see the temple, top of the temple of Jagannath. But Mahaprabhu, Pedandavat, and have seen his dandam. Not with him, he asked to Nityananda Prabhu, and Nityananda Prabhu told Danda broken and I throw into the river. And Mahaprabhu was very unhappy to hear that and told, to go with you it is very difficult for me, you are always doing something nonsense. Anyhow, you go first to Jagannath, I go later, or I shall go first, you go, you come later, not together. And devotees, not disturb mind of Mahaprabhu, and devotees told, you go first. And Mahaprabhu go so quick, and enter into the Jagannath temple with full of Krishna prem, and went to the Jagannath Garbha Mandir, where is living Jagannath, and seen Jagannath, went to give embracement, but before that he fell down. And there is so many Paricha called, Paricha means guard. They are trying to guard, no one will do anything wrong. But they have seen one sannyasi come and wants to embrace Jagannath. And they want to beat him. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, the priest of king of Puri, he was that time there. He has seen Mahaprabhu's symbol, symptoms in the body, what appear, that is Krishna prem, full of Krishna prem. He is the best scholar in scriptures. He knows what is Krishna prem's symptom. And he has seen that. He is surprised a human not will get this symptom, but this sannyasis have this symptom of Krishna prema. Anyhow, it is not ordinary matter. He taken that Mahaprabhu's body to his own house through the servitor of Jagannath. And there other devotee joined. They heard Mahaprabhu taken by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya in his house. Then they went to there and met with Mahaprabhu after 2 o'clock, maybe more, 3 o'clock. There Jagannath was Puri, Sarvabhauma's house. Mahaprabhu have got some sense back and met with his associates, Nityananda Prabhu, etc. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya given much nourishment with Gopinath Acharya. Gopinath Acharya, his relative. Gopinath Acharya is his wife's brother. And he also very great pandit. But with both given much nourishment, have got nourishment Mahaprabhu. Then Mahaprasadam and story going on this way. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is written 5th chapter, Madhya Leela, all these stories. Anyhow, this way Mahaprabhu's first times of preaching started from the Puri Dham. And 6 years Mahaprabhu, he himself deeply engaged with preaching Krishna consciousness, especially Harinam Sankirtan, and went many where. Tar Madhya Chay Bachar Gamana Gaman. 6 years. And rest of 18 years. Mahaprabhu appearance was in this mundane 48 years. 24 years is when happened that time Mahaprabhu taken sannyas. After 6 years, Mahaprabhu stayed in Puri Dham. And that 6 years he preached all over the world, their time. Went to the south, east, west, and last he went to Vrindavan. And come back from Vrindavan and stayed in Puri Dham. Another 6 years to stay in Puri Dham with devotee, he preached there, tested the heart and hello of Radharani's mood to Krishna, Krishna prema. And after that, 6 plus 6 and 12, exclusive devotional life is spent in Gumbhira with Ramananda Rai and Sarup Damodar and other devotees met. But specially he tested the Krishna prema as a mood of Radharani 12 years in Gumbhira. Dadosabda Vannigarbha Vipralambha Shilanam Guru Maharaj's sloka, this fire base, living within fire base in Gambhira. This 48 years Mahaprabhu given full Krishna consciousness in this world. And after that, Rupa Sanatan, Jiva Goswami, Narottam Thakur, Srinivas Acharya, Samananda Prabhu. This way coming down, after Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, through Guru Maharaj and other devotees of him, spreaded Krishna consciousness. At present it is so highly exclusively distributed all over the world. We are so fortunate we join with that, taken part of preaching Krishna consciousness. Now Sri Chaitanya Saraswati Mahārāja is so happy, moved, preaching all over the world. You know that. We are proud to see the movement of our devotee. Krishna bless you all. I cannot talk so much, you know. Anyhow, my blessings to you all. Guru Maharaj given his something to me, and I am ready, as possible by me, to distribute that Krishna consciousness. Jayam Vishnu Vasala Bhakti Rakak Siddhartha Goswami Maharaj ki
jai.
Jai Bhagavan Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur ki jai. Jai Ananda Kari Goswamivrinda ki
jai.
Savasasrun Mahaprabhu ki
jai.
Rupanuga Guruvarga ki
jai.
Vainam Sankirtan ki
jai.
Haridas Thakur ki
jai.
Jai Sri Chaitanya Saraswati Math ki
jai.
All the assembled devotees ki
jai.
Gaur Parmananda
Devi. Jai Om Vishnu Padma Mahansa Parvarajak Chari Asta Satashi Shima Chila Bhakti Sunda Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj ki
jai.
Jai Shri Vishwa Guru Shila Guru Dev ki
jai.
Shila Guru Maharaj ki
jai.
Gaur Parmananda
Devi.
After today and tomorrow, then we are going to spread conception of Sriman Mahaprabhu again. If Mahaprabhu opportunity to come back, we will meet with you all. Hare Krishna. Okay, now go and join Sankirtan in front of deity. It is very essential for our practitioners practicing life. After that you will do as you like your requirement.